RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
They call it game day, opportunity style, getting after it. That is, if you're in the tournament, if you are eligible from the collegiate standpoint, we got some real rim rackers that are coming up, and I can't wait to see where my young friend is, the teams that he picked that probably won't win, and then the winners that I'm certain to select. From the collegiate standpoint, has there been an opening that you can think of that has had as many options on the sports landscape as today?
Nah. A
lot of action.
Yeah.
A lot of things happening. Not all good. There never is. I know because you're a hoops guy, you got into some of the legends not happy over some of the new alignments and things you can and cannot do, trying to bring pros into the collegiate works internationally, not good, not good at all. Good one today, J.P. Finley from B. Mitch and Finley is going to drop in with us. We need a guy that gets his nails dirty, that gets inside the locker room, because there's a lot of questions to be answered. Mike Jones, legend in his own regard from The Athletic, will join us today. And of course, the rumblings. Scheffler, always, and Shefty's got his thing going. Who's coaching or playing their final games with teams that the colors and the logos you kind of be associate with the player and the coaches? Will there be some movement? And Anthony Haney has posed some really, really interesting questions this morning over who should play. How you put? What are your exact words again as to who should play and who should not play?
I mean, it was more so along the line. So Dan Quinn spoke to the media yesterday, and I think a big part of the presser was about whether or not he'll rest key players. So you got like Terry, you got Deron Payne, you got Bobby Wagner. You have guys, you know, that don't necessarily need to play. When like playoffs aren't on the line, the season's lost. Like, what is the point of necessarily, you know, playing those guys? So I think that's more so what I was asking you, whether or not, you know, you feel as though, even though it's a lost season, we have nothing to play for, whether or not we should rest key starters. I think there are going to be other teams around the NFL that will be resting, you know, key players. Like, and some of those teams, you know, have playoffs at stake. I know the Chargers came out and said Justin Herbert probably won't play in Week 18. So
that's just one team, though. If they lose, they're out?
Nah, they're going to the playoffs.
Okay, that's what I thought. If you don't have anything to play for and you can answer a question – like if McGee was to be denied snaps for the captain to play in this game, to me would be borderline insanity. I don't know why you would have your captain out there in a game like this. And you have, we are probably the poster child for young players missing in action. So to me, again, it'd be, I would have to question your judgment. If you were to put some of your guys, AARP crew, on the field.
Only the older guy. So a guy like Terry, are you playing Terry?
Yeah, Terry missed some time. I'd give him an option. I have no question marks about him other than him wanting to stay sharp, get his groove on, and compete because he's healthy. He's healthy. And, but yeah, I just don't, because it's a game and he's healthy and he's, if you said, well, you're paying him a lot of money, he's in his 30. Yeah, and what's your point? I mean, the guy would have to be, I just watched the guy play quarterback for Indianapolis who, he's the closest guy to me that's playing right now. He's out there trying to win. That was the best option he had.
Yeah, but they sent him week 18.
Yeah, there's nothing else. Yeah, and him, yeah, I would do it too. What's my benefit in playing him?
Yeah.
Out of shape, slow. I mean, I got somebody behind me I need to see to take a look at. Again, I'm putting this up against next year's preseason. Preseason's garbage. So I can't learn nothing if the other people's stars aren't playing. The varsity's not playing next preseason.
I mean, who's to say Philly's going to play their starters, though, Doc?
There's a pretty good chance.
They don't necessarily need to.
But there's a pretty good chance that their backups are better than our starters. So it's going to be a higher level of competition, be good reps for our people. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
They have better talent than we do. They have a better roster than we do. I'm willing to tell you that that'd be a great workout. That's what I would want to see.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more so just under the impression, though, Doc, in a season where, like, we've been injury-riddled, things necessarily haven't gone, you know, our way. What is the purpose of, you know, putting guys out there to, you know, risk injury?
I just don't think that you're talking about that room like you got an auditorium full of people to salvage. I don't
see that. I'm just curious.
You got a car, seats four, and I'm saying what three or four guys. Now I don't mind not playing Terry. Because I'm so eager to see the guys behind him. I'm not playing him because I'm afraid he's a warrior. But there are people I'd like to see in his position to see if their teeth stop chattering and can they play. But then I say, well, wait a minute. I think I had a chance to do that. But what are we crying about? You can't have it both ways. We come in here and say, we don't get to see enough of the young guys. Well, then play them. I'm not questioning Terry. I know what he can do. Know what he's going to do. Not mad at him at all. But he could go out in the workout tomorrow and hurt him. That's not my concern. My concern is the guys behind him. Do they benefit? Do I escalate their growth? Because if not, then I've wasted a lot of young talent. You know, I just now, the Eagles, we'll see. Aren't you kind of eager to see our D-line against their offensive line? Their offensive line is awesome. Great test. But as you say it, you know, they may not even come to the game.
Yeah, they might not.
Yeah, they may not even show up.
But I think even like, so Deron missed last week, and Danquin was asked about, you know, Deron Payne, and he's trending in the right direction. But coming off last game, I want to see Johnny Newton, you know, getting more reps again, like, and see what that looks like.
So Deron Payne is injured. It's coming off an injury.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't. First of all, if he's not in my future,
yeah,
he wouldn't even go to the stadium. I want to see his backup. I want to see him play against that quality of offensive line. See if he can do it, get halfway to it again. I mean, that's a boost of energy for that young man. I don't care if he was playing against Maryland. Now, I know it wasn't Lawrence Taylor, but it was good for him. So I'm not opposed to that. I'm not opposed to that. Because Payne, I know what I'm going to get. If I think I can leverage him, I don't want him hurt.
Exactly.
See, that's my selfishness. It's saying if I'm going to put him on and make him a part of a package, I'd be an idiot to go out there and let him break an ankle.
Exactly. So this is what DQ had to say yesterday on resting starters in the final game and on giving younger players more time to play at this point of the season.
It hasn't come up with us. Not something we're considering. Health definitely factors in with all the guys. Nicky, you know that. But if the guys are healthy and they can play and do the things they need to, then that would be one. But it definitely factors in, but not on the healthy player, if that makes sense to you.
And then I just wanted to ask kind of more broadly, and we've asked you this earlier in the season about, balancing, like, taking a look at younger guys versus more experienced guys and how you kind of try to do both. Does that calculus change at this point entering week 18? Are you at a point where you might give a bit of a longer leash, I guess, to some of the younger players where maybe you wouldn't have a month ago?
Yeah, I think when you earn more, that's fair, Tom, to say the space for more playing time, more opportunities to go. And featuring those guys in spaces, sometimes it's not even as much the extended playing time as it is, they get their ops, whether it's part of a first part of a progression, featured in some certain down and distances. But that definitely some extended looks could also be by design, if that makes sense. May not even be the volume of plays, but the design too.
What'd you make?
I mean, I think they were asking the right questions. I think Dan sort of kind of, did what he usually does in terms of, like, not giving you the most straightforward answer, but I would love to see, younger guys get out there and, like, I want to see if Jordan McGee can, play the mic. Oh, not play alongside Bobby, play
the entire game.
Yeah. Or play 100% of the snaps. That's
every
what Bobby's
snap.
Been doing all season.
Yeah, every snap.
Let's see if he can do it. Let's see if he can handle it. Like, especially if, we want to see growth and development. And the only way you see that is by allowing the guy to go out there and actually, get valuable reps.
Yeah, no. I think we all agree. On our teams back in the Stone Ages, Neil Okowicz played the middle, and he started, and he'd play a play or two. And we get a nickel, they get into certain things. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, is having your best 11 on the field for every down. And we can't honestly say we did that. You can't do it. You can't look in the mirror and say that with conviction. And that's your goal, every down, to have the best matchups. So that's what I would say. 4-13. Here in the nation's capital, burgundy and gold today. Ant-Man, it's going to be a lot of debate today. I want you to get involved with us at 301-230-0980. We're here. Put ourselves here. Nobody did it. We did it to ourselves. Now let's fight our way out of it. Back in a moment.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And to go back to the question that Nikki asked about how this time of year, there's always a discussion of do you sit some guys who are maybe borderline with injuries just because it's the end of the year and maybe the team focuses a little bit more on the draft, even if draft slot, even if you don't want to say that publicly. You said, though, you guys had not discussed that. And I'm just curious as to why not discuss it, considering the people who are making these decisions will presumably all be here next year. So next year, this year factors in the next year. Why not consider that?
Yeah, I want to preface it to say, like, it's the health part. Like, we wouldn't make the decision on somebody that wasn't able to. I think that's an important piece to it, too, Ben. Like, all the guys are going to push to go, and we'll always try to make the best decision for them and the team. And for a lot of them, it's development. For a lot of them, it's the playing. It's the competing. It's part of what we do and who we are. I recognize the question by you and Nikki both. And if there was a scenario like that, that wasn't due to injury, that would be something we'd be comfortable talking about. It's just not part of, you know, our discussions and what we do. We wouldn't have any issue discussing it. It's just not part of our philosophy.
Standing, Nikki, Hoya Press, that was picking you up right at the end line and going, you know, palms on the floor, trying to get answers as to play, who to play, why should you play. Look, I don't think there's a blanket you can put over this. To me, it's an individual item that I would want people that I think can play to prove they can play. We've been talking about this all season. The question has been, why? Why don't they play more? Well, it's never really been answered. So it would be, you got one more game. Because the next time we meet, it's not real football. NFL preseason is garbage. And you know it. You're not going to, so if you're not going to be able to get an NFL look then, why would you even suggest not doing it now? This is not a 100% look, but it's a much better look than the preseason look next year. That's all I'm saying. It's not that you can't not know the plays. Hell, it's the end of the year. The whole thing about you, if you don't have anybody, there's no rookies in December. It just doesn't happen. So why can't you break the glass? Don't know. It's stunning that we're talking about holding talent hostage from a team that needs as much talent as possible on the field so they could beat teams with more talent. Why is this a problem? Why isn't this standard operating procedure? And again, and what does this mean going into the offseason? If you think this is question and answer period, stick around till next week. Stick around until next week. And let a couple of people with the name brand quality get released by their clubs. So already a couple of coaches' heads are rolling now and assistant coaches are rolling now. Do you anticipate change with this group? It's not like they're complete F-ups. Same group that was a game away from where? Super duper. So let's call it straight. They didn't just get lucky last year. They worked their butts off, positioned their butts off. They did some great things as a group, an entire unit. They dominated things. They were awesome. But on the same token, don't you wonder what happened? Can you explain how this could be possible? You say, well, injuries. Well, everybody knows that we quietly anticipate, well, what if? What if? And it's not like your backups were awful. As a matter of fact, you proved you got some people that can play once they got in. So I'll ask you, Anthony, do you think we got hit by the injury bug more than anybody in pro football?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So we were among the top casualties.
Yep.
We were treated the worst. The injury bug treated us like the plague.
Okay. It did. I mean, the ironic part, I guess it's not necessarily ironic, but last year we got treated good by the injury bug. Like, we didn't have to endure all of these injuries. So you think
we were the worst hit in football?
2 years ago or this year?
This year.
Yeah, I think this year for sure.
Okay.
Like injuries to key players? Yes. Yes. And I know you saw the graphic where it was just like, it listed all of our players, the injuries that, you know, they sustained, and then the games that we all miss. And it came up to 140 games. 140 games is a lot of games.
As fortunate as they were a year ago, they were equally not as lucky or as fortunate this year. I don't think it was a lack of work. See, this is where you start to question. I don't think they backed off how they attacked their sessions, their workouts, their skulls. I don't think they did. Do you? You think there was some fat rat complex that jumped in on them?
I don't know what it was. It was just bad luck, though, Doc. Just bad luck. You can't necessarily control it, but, man, it just felt like once it started to rain, it started to, like, really pour. And everybody was just getting hit. That's why.
So you're saying that we didn't function well under stress?
I guess not.
Well, that's what you're saying. Because people have a lot of stress. League is full of stress. It's how you deal with the stress. Can you minimize the time? Could another group have minimized this time in pain and recovered quicker? Because it's got to be one or the other. If not, so you're all in to sign up everybody the same crew and run it back for a third time?
Nah, not at all. I mean, obviously, the depth on this team.
Well, you haven't identified any area of concern with how could this happen.
How could the injuries happen? What do you mean?
How could injuries are one part of it.
Yeah,
it's how you recover the replacement of it. You are in a business that requires more than 11 people know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why you judged. That's what building a team is all about. Look at NASCAR. You know how many blowout things they have? What's their true value? How are they evaluated? By the pit crew.
Mm-hmm.
The people that get it done the fastest, they understand they're under stress. It's not a surprise to them. They practice this way. They plan on it happening. You don't just get to say, well, I don't know, man. Just didn't happen. Hell no. Can't accept that. Can't accept it. I saw a game. I've seen two of the most interesting games I've seen all season recently. Crunch time now. Rams in Atlanta. Do you think we're better than Atlanta?
They have more talent.
You didn't answer
the question. It's not even close.
Or are you answering the question that way by not answering the question?
Yeah, because I feel like when you look at the quarterback position, we have the better quarterback of the two teams. But they have talent literally everywhere. We saw Bijan Robinson go off yesterday. They have young defensive tackles that they can.
When I mentioned the Notre Dame running back, you scrunched your face up like a raisin. Yeah, see, that's why I didn't. There is something about a team.
Yeah.
There's not a ton of them, but there's not a ton of anything that's really great.
Yeah.
So we talk about quarterbacks, maybe being a dozen. These freakish backs now, is it six? The edge rusher, how many of them are there? I watched the Cleveland Browns play a game being outmanned. I'm watching one guy try to get to a record. I'm watching a team throwing two and three people at this one guy. I just thought, look how amazing this is. It's not even understood. You don't even try to block him with one man. That's not even a thought. Homeboy got two people or more on him every stinking play. It's like Hannibal Lecter. I'm going, wow, not a lot of them. That's why I keep an open ear when I hear all this draft talk. Because if there's one of them, if there's an alien sighting, and you got to load up to go get one, I'm going to always be open to it. Because I'm convinced. I used to think it was just the NBA. If you don't have a Wimby, you don't have a Shaq. No, dude, it's in every sport. We've seen it in hockey. It's hockey, probably watching Edmonton is some of the best. When you get one, they're just the rarity of it. We have one here, Ovechkin. You think that dude is normal? Ain't nothing normal about him. He's a savage. So that's what I'm talking about. That's where we come up real slow. So if you don't have one of those, but you may have to deal with one of those, you should be in constant mode about what if. How am I training? Our trainees don't get to play. That's what I understand. So what are you developing? What is your plan? Is it top secret? Must be. That's it. 4:30 in the nation's capital. We come back. We'll try to crack the code. Maybe we can crack the code to this top secret agenda that seems to be going on over at Commander's Park. Stick and stay. DOC Ant-Man here on Burgundy and Gold today.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
301-230-0980. K9 community, reaching out to you. Let's light it up. See if we can come up with some solutions. If you've identified an area that we haven't touched, don't be shy. Start out in Wilmington. Peter, welcome to Burgundy and Gold today.
Thank you, Doc, and Happy New Year to both of you guys. It's a great show. You know, thank you, man. I love you. I love being here on the radio more here. It's great in the week. You know, it's hard to put your finger on what happened, you know, this year. Injuries, number one, we know that. But we really weren't ready for that. And I that's your point. We weren't ready to get the second guys and have a plan if we had something catastrophic happen. That needs to be done all the time, just like stock car. Another thing, one statistic that people really don't talk about that really killed this team was being minus 12 in the takeaway.
Yep.
There were four games that we had interception or fumble where we were going to win the game. I don't say we were going to win, but we had four different games where we had a chance to win the game. Our whole season would have been different, but we turned it over. Yep. And then we had, I mean, to turn the ball over 11, 12 times in a season. So for this weekend, my thought is, and tell me if I'm wrong, it's common sense. The coach looks at the players and said, look, some of these guys I like more than others. Well, I'm going to give the guys that are not starting that I like more, I'm going to let them play and see how they play and give them a chance. I don't want to fire anybody in this outfit. They can move people around. They deserve what they did last year. They deserve credit for. And it should be start over again next year. Now, if this happens next year, you know, then it's a different story.
But yeah, three strikes.
You can't get rid of anybody this year.
Yeah, three strikes and you're out. Appreciate that, Luke. Happy New Year.
Okay.
I get that. Luke, you are next.
Hey, Doc. So, first off, you're my favorite radio person by a large margin in DC Sports Radio Talk. I'm also Steve Season from Twitter, by the way. And this is what I brought up. I think we should get Mike Tomlin and pounce on him if he gets fired, because he's probably the best. This is probably the best opportunity we'll ever get, being a coach who's fired, who's also the best of all time, in my opinion, top five best of all time. And also, he has never had a guy like JD, even back in the day when they got Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, he had Big Ben.
Yeah, even when he had Big Ben, he wasn't considered, like, Big Ben was good, but, like, JD is, in my opinion, a top five quarterback. And if you give Mike Tomlin and JD, that's like a, I mean, that's an atomic bomb for having, like, a combo. You feel me?
Well, I think they both individually, I can't even imagine them merging at this point. I don't see it. I mean, it could be possible because they both have gigs. One's a defensive guy. One's an offensive talent. I'm sure that if the Steelers let him go, there are going to be a lot of people that might be in the running for it. I get where you're coming from, but I just think,
Can I ask you a question? For one thing, Mike Tomlin has a background in both offense and defense. He was a wide receivers coach. He won 12 games or more five times with Big Ben. What's to say if he comes here and D.C. with J.D., what's to say he doesn't do that or then some throughout his career? J.D. is I'm on record to say J.D. can be on that level with Pat Mahomes, Tom Brady. I'm on record to say that.
Well, I mean, based on his short sample size, can't nobody argue with you. I mean, he has flashed like that. But you know ball well enough to know no one person can pull it off alone. You got to have help.
I get that.
That's why we're at the position we're in right now, because they don't have enough supporting cast. The Steelers have never been this void of talent, ever.
Right.
So it's a but I'm a top. Look, I like him because he gets results. I don't want to start off next year with the same group personally. That's just my two cents. I don't care if you tweak one person. You cannot have what has happened here and not have anybody sacrifice and be held responsible for it. I don't believe in that. Luke, appreciate you, man.
Can I ask you another question?
Yeah, real quick.
Is that okay?
Real quick.
What? Do you think AP wants to risk? You've mentioned many times on this radio show, there's a 50% chance that Dan Quinn will have last year's results, and there's a 50% chance that he'll go 4-13 again.
Right.
Do you think AP will want to risk that, or do you think he'll think about it this way, outside of the box, and think, you know what, maybe get Mike Tomlin if he's off the street, and you know,
you're guaranteed to be a winner. You're guaranteed to be at least 9-8.
I see what you're saying. Here's what I want to be guaranteed.
That's what I'm trying to say.
No. I feel you. Here's what I want. I want to be assured that whoever the hell is in that office next year, we run the damn ball more. That we have a physical approach. That we attack football from a physical standpoint, not an intellectual standpoint. If they do that, I'll stand up at them. Got to run, Luke. Bonesy, you are next. Welcome home.
My main man, Doc Walker. Shout out to my homie, Anthony. And Happy New Year to all the canines, Little, Jackie, Jonesy, all of them. Hey, Doc, man, this season, man, the defense we had out there on the field was the worst defense I ever seen, man, in this organization, man. This defense was worse than last season's defense, man.
Yeah.
You know, we need an impact player, man. We need some impact players, man. I watched the Houston Texans, man, and they defense the other night. Man, we ain't never had a defense like that, man.
That
defense is ferocious,
you
man.
You know how young them boys are, man. Seriously. Man. That's like comparing us to a softball league and the hardball. No, can't do that, man.
That's we look like a softball team,
right,
man.
Right, right. You don't believe defense in complementary football. If the offense can help the defense a hell of a lot more
if we run
by grinding that damn ball out a little bit more.
And the dude, that's what I'm saying, man.
But you don't do that.
I hope
you don't do that.
He got to get a job, man. Somebody offer him a job. Offer him a contract. Well, give him 20, 30 million, man. Just get him away from here. That's my take, Doc. I love you guys,
you,
man.
I appreciate you, dog, man. JYD, back for more. What's happening?
How you doing? I'm back for more.
Yeah. No, man, I enjoy it. Look, I don't enjoy screaming and hollering like BTP. What I like to do is just make the points that I'm confused at our strategy. I'm confused by our approach. I don't understand it. I don't think we're all on the same page.
I was listening to Kevin Sheehan's show, a guy who was filling in for him today, and he mentioned that...
Nick asked you.
Yeah. He mentioned that Max Crosby, it's a possibility that he will come loose from the Raiders, that he wants out of there.
Yeah.
I don't know how true that is.
Well, I mean, he's pissed off because they set him down, and he wants to keep playing.
But,
he has a knee injury. They shut him down for the last two games, and he didn't like it, so he split.
So he said that why not offer this year's number one and next year's number one, and if they ask for Daron Payne, throw him in there too.
Yeah, I've heard
and
that.
And get Max Crosby in here.
Yeah, I've heard that speculation. And like I say, Coach Sheehan will eat that up, to be quite honest with you. All I have on my brain right now is, you know who it is, the Eagles. I don't give a damn about the offseason until the season's over.
I know.
Well, I'm just saying,
I don't give no thought to that.
I don't give no thought to that. I got the Eagles. I got to find out if I can block them, if I can do something against another team in a competitive nature. I don't do fantasy in the middle of the damn season. You got other options. I suggest you take them, because I don't do that. We have a game. Do we have still a game Sunday? We got a game Sunday, right?
Last time I checked.
Yeah, okay. So that's it. Don't call me talking about 90 days from now when I got a game in front of me. Jonesy, you're next.
Doc.
Yes, sir.
How you doing today? I'm doing just as terrible as you sound across there, jumping on the JYD. Check this out. My issue is with the team is this. We don't stick with what works. If we're running the ball and getting 6 to 8 yards, 10 yards a carry, we get away from it very early. We do it maybe 5 to 6 times, and then we get away from it.
You don't have a feel for it
because
it doesn't fit your agenda. It's not fitting your agenda. That's my point. The only agenda can be to win the damn game.
But if the run's going to help you do that, wouldn't you stick with it? Because we don't do that with
it. Well, we don't do that. We're not, because, again, this is what I talk about, free play. You ever been to a playground with kids and the parents are there and the kids are doing throwing dirt and doing things they want to do and there's no intervention by the parent? Yeah. Heck no.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, that you don't. The question is like, that's what I'm saying. We're having a firefight in the middle and nobody is stepping in and say, stop it. This is how we roll. It's not happening. And everybody's turning the other way because you don't want to deal with it head on. So you deserve your results.
That's the issue.
You deserve your results. Hope you enjoy it. Paul in the District of Columbia, welcome home.
What's up, Rick? How you doing, buddy?
Trying to earn an honest living, man.
Man, look, you hit it on the head. For all these supporters of the Commanders, the fans, here's what I need you to understand and know. For everybody that's calling in talking about injury, I got about four coaches right now who don't never complain about injuries, and all they do is win. Kyle Shanahan, Kevin O'Donnell, Sean McVay, Mike Tomlin, and Matt LaFleur from Green Bay.
You're ruining it, man. These people want to stay in their own little fantasy world.
But here's the thing, though, Doc. Check it out. Four of those coaches was on our staff at the same time.
Oh, no, we're the leaders. We're the dumbest collect over two decades. Nobody has a lower football IQ.
When I look at these guys, so when we're talking about staying committed to the run, Kevin O'Connell had so many injuries this year, but they still went, they 8-8 right now. They still fighting. They still playing. And just like the previous caller said with Mike Tomlin, as much as these analysts keep on trying to talk about firing him and Pittsburgh, the Commanders would love to have had 19 winning seasons, okay? 19 straight winning seasons. First of all, to the Super Bowl, you got to at least be in the playoffs. So that's one thing right there. And
so you're keeping it too real, Slim. You know you better than this. You can't do this to these people.
Hey, man.
They live off supernatural. They'd rather have fiction and fantasy. They can't handle the truth.
They can't handle the truth. And as I always say, potential will get coaches fired.
Absolutely.
Coming from a coach's son, okay?
That's right. I know it.
Potential will get coaches fired. And Kevin Cliff Kingsbury, this Sunday, if he doesn't stick with the run, Josh Johnson is going to get killed out there. And that guy last week made me proud because he put up a damn decent performance that should have been a winning performance. But like you said, our defense. So here's my question to you, Doc, and then I'm out the way.
Okay.
Why is it that DeWitt got demoted and yet we're still losing by 20 and something points?
Come on, man. Don't ask the question you already know the answer to.
And the offense can't score worth a darn, but that – offensive coordinator keeping his job. Why he not demoted? I'm just asking basic questions, man.
Don't do that. You know, everybody not. If we were in church right now, you know what they'd be saying, right? Well.
Preach.
Well. Oh, love you, man. Appreciate that. This is going to be a happy new year. Look, that's okay to be in fantasy land. Everybody likes it. Take a spin. But somebody has got to be honest, at least for a moment, maybe a segment or so. And then you can jump back into your little fake world and fake yourself out. Little, wrap it up.
Clint over. Legend. Shout out to Ant Man number two. Hey, shout out to my man Southeast Bones. Those Bones, those skinny and reds, them have a cabaret over there this Friday, Chateau Blue, man. Hey, look, let me get this out the way. You know what I'm talking about when I say skinny and red, they have a little anniversary thing over there. Hey, look, let me say this though, Doc, because Bones brought it up. And I'm going to piggyback off of him. Lovey Smith. Texas still running his defense. Ain't nothing changed, man. They talk about it on the podcast. Go get my man. I heard Iron call and said, guess what? I get rid of both of the coordinators. And I piggyback off of Iron, too. That's exactly what I do. I get rid of both of them, Doc.
Well,
that man,
the
ain't gonna do, he's stuck in his head. Yeah. He ain't gonna do nothing but ruin that boy. He gonna ruin that boy. Go get me Mike McCarthy, man. Bring him on in here. He worked good with Dan Q when he was up in Dallas.
But you know what my focus is on right now?
Come on in here, man. Mike McCarthy, man. Let this thing. Hey, look, guess what?
How do we beat Philly? How do we beat Philadelphia? Dallas, we got a game Sunday.
Common sense. You run the ball at them until they stop you. When they stop you, you got to switch up. You don't stop running until somebody stop you.
Oh,
when you come
really?
Out passive and everything like
okay.
that, you know.
Well, I hope you're right. You hear that, Anthony?
You know,
that sounds like a formula, didn't it?
When you come out passive, Ant-Man number two, when you come out passive, guess what the defense do? They inhale your fear. Oh, they don't even want to run the ball at us. Oh, okay then. Well, we'll clock them a couple of times and then they get this game over with. But when you go in there showing your manhood, that's our problem. We always been a running team organization ever since Lombardi, George Allen, he ran Larry Brown, Joe Gibbs. He
now,
had
we understand the history,
to the ball too.
But right now,
we always
this game
been a running team, man.
In Philadelphia,
always.
What is going to make them run the ball in Philadelphia?
It,
you're not listening to the question.
But look,
what is going to make them run the ball? Okay, you're not listening. Say goodbye. It's very simple. He act like Linnell. and Big Tony. What is going to make them run the football Sunday?
You're asking a great question, man.
I'm just asking the question. What's going to make them run the football, choke some time off the clock, let their defense recover, and go out and violate this trash-talking defensive line? Because if you don't, they're going to reverse you. They're going to turn you in a way you don't want to be turned into.
Yeah.
This is what this week is. Mano a mano. Not guess what's behind door number three. All right? It's not trick or treat. Quick break here. 4:51. Burgundy and gold today. And have you talked to JP's agent? You got to go to his agent.
I need to touch base with his agent first.
Man, yes.
All right, best.
Otherwise, no, that's J.B. Finley, man. You kidding me? We'll be right back.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.